Who should sponsor Metro Transit tonight? They're not going to offer the rides because they couldn't find a sponsor. You've got to be kidding me. Is it April 1st?
Times are tight, Chad.
It's costing billions of dollars. Billions, no exaggeration, for various choo-choo trains that we're building, and we can't find $5,000 to sponsor the buses? Honestly?
The costs we're covering are for the people driving the buses. Perhaps,
yeah.
You know, maintenance, fuel,
yeah.
Things like that. We know nobody's paying to ride, so it's not like we're losing any money there.
No. That's what I'm saying. What do you think it is? $5,000?
Yeah, maybe.
They can't include that in their budget?
Seems like you could make that work.
By the way, just throw it. Southwest Light Rail is going to end up over $3 billion. I'm not exaggerating. Throw the $5,000 in there. Who's going to notice?
Nobody. Exactly right.
Who's going to see it?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out which part you're more upset about, the fact that they were unable to find a sponsor for $5,000, or that they said, you know what, because we can't find a sponsor, that's it, people. Let her rip on the roads.
That's it. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, again, by the way, you could act responsible.
You could. I'm sure Uber and Lyft and all the cab companies are very happy to hear the news.
Oh, God. Uber. Someone says they're looking for $35,000. Okay. Again, I'm just going with the texture. Can we check that? $35,000. How many buses do we have? And what are the bus drivers making?
Pretty good coin.
Well, they might be. I'm looking for Halle Berry. Okay. I'm looking for my invite to Augusta. Probably not happening.
All right, so you going to quit trying?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for my membership at Pine Valley. I mean, I'm still going to keep looking. Hey, we're here, obviously. We'll be here till 3. Is Dan in for Jason today?
Dan Cook is
excellent.
In.
Excellent.
3 to 6 today and tomorrow.
Okay, the Northern Lights are making another rare appearance, which means this is the 18th time they've been here this year. So Carl Sagan Jr., I assume, is going to go with
Big Sky Talk.
Yeah, Big Sky Talk.
Take a look at the moon. It's 85% waxing.
Yes. Look,
or waning.
Seeing the moon. Good luck to you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sun, underrated.
I don't like this. This is hitting me.
A great charity feeding our future is interested. Maybe the court system, the state patrol, should be the sponsor. I think they should do a Dollars for Drunks radiothon right now. Buses for Lushes. Buses for Lushes. Did Ari say in the news the buses cost $36,000? For, when would you need the buses, right, for tonight? 7 to 2?
Maybe a little after 2. I mean, people are getting out of the bars at 2, so say till 3 to actually get
them
on the buses and get home.
Am I remembering this wrong? Haven't we cut them off at 11 before? And we've commented like, wait, hello?
That doesn't seem nice on New Year's Eve.
We did. What did we do that for? It was like a Vikings game or something, and then they received so much negative feedback about it, you know, where they were cutting the buses off like at 10, and the game was going to 10:30.
Oh, there was something. Well, was that one of the concerts or something? The Taylor concert or something
maybe
like that? They said buses or trains weren't going to be running.
Maybe that's what
afterwards.
All right, let's get to the junk fee debate, because we've jumped in on this before, and in theory, they're going bye-bye because it sounds good, right? Biden made this a push at the federal level, and Walz made it a push here. So a lot of people, and the Trib wrote about it today, Sharon Jackson, think about it a lot with the restaurants. And what happened, maybe it was pre-COVID, maybe it was, seems like it even emerged more during COVID, where you would go. Let's say hypothetically you would go to your neighborhood pizza place, and they would all of a sudden say, we've added an 18%, we've added a 15% fee, and then they label it whatever they label it. And the idea is that money is going to staff in some way. My guy David Fema is quoted in this story because now they're going to be banned. You can't have these fees on your restaurant bill. My guy Fema says, I think honestly this is going to be a little bit of an earthquake in our industry. We're talking the restaurant industry. The cost of healthcare and part-time off at Fema's restaurants. So David's got Fema's, Maison Margot, and Mother Dough Bakery. Amounts to approximately what David said, and I believe him 1,000%, $250,000 a year. The 5% fee on his checks pay for less than half of that. Now we have none of that. So we know how to offer health care. That's not an option. Do we increase the price of our menu? I believe we lose people. So it's a conundrum. What? The easy thing to say, and I've said this before, is we got to just be honest and say, your pizza place, whatever it might be, you're going to get a nice steak. That steak formerly was listed on the menu at $29.99. Now you can't have these other fees, so it's $34.99. But you can see how they would potentially, whatever restaurant, including David's great places, could lose. So Dave Harrigan, the customer, what would you rather have? Acknowledge that the restaurant's being more honest, and now the steak costs $3 more, $5 more, whatever. Or have a fee, 10%, 15%, 20%, whatever it might be. By the way, that's going to add up on a $50 bill, $100 bill, $400 bill, whatever, wherever lotted up place you like to roll at.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer? And I'd love to hear feedback from people in the restaurant industry, too. David and I talk about this all the time. David needs to come in. We should start having David on a regular basis. He's that good. He's one of the greatest storytellers I've met in my entire life. And I've met some amazing storytellers, but Fema is in the top two or three. He's that good, and he is so essential to the restaurant story and really the story of Minneapolis-St. Paul the last 30 years. David is just a great human being. I'm lucky to know him. But if you're in the restaurant business or you're a customer, what would you rather have? Okay, let's branch it out beyond restaurants. How about airfare? You're booking a flight with Delta, Sun Country, United, whatever. And all of a sudden you're booking, and some are worse than others. Some are just absurd. Hey, your seat's a dollar. Use of the seatbelt is $150. Air is another $150.
Mm.
And a pilot who actually knows what he's doing or her doing is another $200. How about when you stay at a hotel? How about you rent a car? Now, some of these are taxes, but would you rather just see what the price is right away? You rent a car for $150. Well, you got this, this, and this. Yeah. Well, actually it's $320.
Get a $40 room at a Motel 6. That's a $100 resort fee.
All right, so hang on. What would you – oh, the resort fee. By the way, sometimes you're staying in
– a Motel 6.
You're staying in Anoka, okay? Yeah. And apparently, because you might jump into the Mississippi River on January 15th, that's your resort fee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where – have I missed it? Where have I missed the resort? I didn't realize I was in Maui at this point. Where do you stand on junk fees? Do you want that percentage? Do you want to be deceived? Or do you want to be bludgeoned over the head right away? Hey, the way you roll that steak tartare, that's $50. Before it was $35.
Plus I have to pay for the airfare to go get it because I don't eat in this town.
Yeah, it's beneath you.
Yeah.
But they got the junk fee, so they're going to get you later on that $250 bill and add another 20-some percent. Which do you prefer? It's great political grandstanding.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Which do you prefer? Just hit me over the head with the expensive costs or kind of trick me with the fees. And if you're a restaurant owner, which is the best way to go? Or a hotel or whatever business, which might include these fees. I get it. About 90% of the public's not working today. We're here. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're listening to us now and you normally don't listen to us. You can chime in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. I think I have the theme.
You can figure this one out?
I think I've got it.
Good luck.
I like this tune.
Yeah, it's a good one. A little Macklemore, Ryan Lewis to bring us into the towards the end of the year.
Wide variety of New Year's tunes today.
Well, I overheard a conversation between a couple pals.
Snooping, in other words.
A little bit snooping.
Yeah.
But they were being loud, and I was nearby, so nothing I could do. And it ended with, all right, well, as I like to use my patented line, and this is a quote, he said, patented line this time of year, I'll see you next year.
Not fun. Not
fun. It's not funny.
Not. It's never been funny.
Why we're having tunes today, all with the words next year in the title. These so we can all remember, Chad.
Yeah.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah. Not funny.
I'll see you next year. Maybe you'll change your mind.
These are friends of yours?
No.
Okay.
People I'd never met just
because
randomly
if they're friends of yours, you need to end this friendship.
You're simply waiting in line at the store, Chad. They were chatting.
My patented line, Tim.
My patented line.
Maybe he's the guy.
Could be.
Maybe he's the guy. Dave Harrigan would rather have the whole number listed, or you want to be lured into a lower price and then have the fee be a part of the bill. Which way are you going?
My only concern is that I'm so cheap. If I see it all right up front.
Yeah, for you, I think you're running.
I might. I might run from some things, but I have run from some things, specifically concert tickets. You know how much I despise the fees that Ticketmaster has charged over the year when two concert tickets can be the price of five.
Stunning.
But I would rather have it up front. And as a consumer, God love David Fema and everyone else that is a restaurateur in this town, in other towns, that is perhaps struggling to make ends meet and is seeing, okay, if we have to raise all of our prices now to cover for these fees, to cover, you know, health insurance costs and all the rest, we might see fewer people in seats. I don't think it's fair to the customer to have that cost covered by trickery. By your steak is a $30 steak, and when the bill comes, there's the health insurance fee, and there's this fee, and there's that tacked on, and don't forget the tip, which now you're giving me the thing and asking for 25% as the minimum.
Yeah, I again, you know me, I mean, Dave in particular, but so many other restaurants I just love, so I don't want them to lose out. I would just rather have the fee. I'd rather have the final number. I would. And am I going to run from some things? Probably. Yeah. I probably am. Because how often do we get something, let's say a car, rental car, and all of a sudden it's fee after fee after. The first day we went to Palm Desert, we didn't have vehicles yet. It was stunning. We went to one car rental place. I don't remember the number, but it was so absurd to rent a car. Honestly, it might have been $500 to rent just a basic car. We had to get a little bigger because we had luggage. And then we go to the next one, and it was like $200. And I said, okay, now wait a second. Is it really $200, or am I going to all of a sudden get all these fees? He goes, no, this is it. So, yeah, I liked it better because it was cheaper and that was the total number. But I think in the end I just would rather be told.
I would too.
As opposed to it's dripped out of me.
Yeah, and we're still going to get dinged with, you know, sales tax. Why that can't be rolled in. We can get some math guys on that and figure out why we can't just roll everything into the final total and just put it all right on the bill.
It's fair. Did you see the text from Carter? Carter is in for Ask Adam Anything, but then he forgot that is Comrex. All our Comrex need to be updated.
Yes.
And then I've talked to him like 50 times at that house of his. The phone doesn't work. So Is it reasonable for me to ask him now to drive like 5 minutes away?
I mean, from Rosemount? He's got time. He's got time. Plenty of spots you can go.
Let's look at...
Knocking on your neighbor's door so he has a landline.
Let's look at the text here. Your bill is ending up the same. Yeah, it is. I get it. But we all can be rope-a-doped. We all can be brought in by advertising, proximity, prices. By the way, there's a lot of people might say, hey, this is good that this restaurant, unlike other restaurants, is providing health care, is providing a stronger wage than some other restaurants. It's not an easy situation, but in the end, just tell me the price.
Yeah.
Because in most of our life, we are told the price.
Seems fair.
Right? I don't even know if it is most of our life, the more I think about it. There's a lot where it's not. The more fees they add, the less inclined I am to tip more, from a texter. Does that get to you? Because I think that does get to people.
Mm.
They kind of feel like, whoa, wait, I'm already helping the staff. I got to help them even more.
Yeah, I guess I'm still pretty, 20% is my pretty much standard line on the tip.
651-461-9226. Resort fees are blatant ripoff by hotels and resorts. They're stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning. Just raise the price, cover the cost, and we'll be happier than a fee tacked on afterwards, from texters. As a customer, yes, it's a bit annoying, but leave the fees on the bill. That way I know where it's going. I have to pay it either way. But if you ask for a tip before I've even ordered, I'm walking. As for the airlines, they can keep pounding sand. Well, yeah, sometimes if you need to go to, let's say, Florida, not the most convenient to MSP. Funny, our government bans these added fees, but no problem with the taxes added on when you purchase something. If I'm an advertiser on CCO, does the marketing department give me a fee to cover the employee's insurance? I don't know. God knows how it works here.
Well, we got union insurance, so it doesn't cover us.
Yeah. I just bought the pet food at PetSmart, and I was looking for the receipt. They had state tax, county tax, special tax, special tax, special tax. Are those just junk fees?
It's a lot of special tax.
They have to be just junk fees, right?
Seems that
listed way. Listed as special tax.
Three special taxes. Wow.
A lot of places have the fees listed on the menu, so it's not a surprise at the end. That's a good practice. Plenty of people do that, right? But it's still not the same as that regular price. More text. We'd like to see the fees up front so I know to tip on the food only. So is that what you do then? If you go to a place, I mean, do you got the calculator out at this point?
No, I'm really good with decimals, Chad.
You're good with decimals?
Really good with decimals.
Do you turn this into a word problem too also?
A little bit. I do a little proof. You know, I show my work.
Maybe that lowers the fee.
It should.
If you could figure out what you should pay on this and that, they should lower the fee.
I think they absolutely should. But no, if you go to a restaurant and there's two items that you want, say there's a steak and there's a great-looking burger or a chicken sandwich, does price matter to you?
If I already know I'm at that restaurant and I have a general idea, not that often, but yeah, there are times where I can look at a menu and go, okay, this steak is, again, $40, let's say. And the burger is $19. And I'm kind of indifferent. Now, there's some days I would much rather have the steak. By the way, there's some days I'd much rather have the burger. More often than not, I think by the time you get to that place, don't you think most people have a general idea of the cost parameter of a place?
Generally, but not always.
Yeah.
You know, you're visiting a town or something like that. You've never been to a spot before and you know it's known for this, but this looks great too. I am absolutely guilty as charged of ordering via cost.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think there are plenty who do that too. So he's committed, but he's not really committed. So far he's committed because he's doing Ask Adam Anything and he's not working. But then it's at his house where it's as if the first cell phone has ever been used.
Are we even believing that he's actually at his home?
Maybe he's not.
He might be somewhere else doing the...
It could be his way to get out of Ask Adam Anything. Yeah. Let's get the text going for Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.